So we're at the end, but one thing related to that topic that I think when we get the full plan, I would like to have everybody spend a little bit of time, not just sort of wordsmithing, but look at the timelines that we've identified. And you know, if Harbor Management Commission has, you know, 15 different things that I'll say short term, then that's probably not realistic. So we need to kind of go back through as part of our last review and say, all right, you know, we took our first good whack at it. There's a lot of ongoing stuff, but if there's, you know, a ton of short-term things, we might want to just, we have to start, you know, really saying, all right, maybe this is really important, but it really isn't going to happen until the medium term, and then things start to become long-term. So I would ask everybody to take that, you know, as you're thinking about it, let's be mindful of, again, the capacity of committee work and the municipal governance to actually do things really fast in the short term. Those are, you know, a 1 to 2 year time frame is a fast turnaround for anything. So even things that are really important, like medium term, is still achievable. It's just not, you can't do everything in 2 years.
So one of the things I'm concerned about is that the public outreach is in, what, 4 or 5 weeks. How long is this report going to be, do you think? Is it beyond the... I'd like to have something sort of very succinct that we can give to the public.
How many pages is it?
Because if you go to this level of detail, we're not going to get any meaningful feedback.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure that out, David, and right now it's 31 pages, this part of it. So what I have tried to do is, I mean, that's the reason why we've written it like this, is to say it's a lot. We spent, you know, almost 2 years going over this, and I've tried hard to take all the good work and put it into a manageable front end, even though the front end is 30 pages.
Could you make a front end of the front end, like an executive summary?
I can try.
Few paragraphs even.
What might be what you're saying, if you're looking for some kind of a summary that people can nevertheless use?
I think if you give 31 pages to the general public, you're going to get so mired in the little details.
Why not? Well, what I'm suggesting is that one thing that we could do is simply, in a summary document, contain all the recommendations, without going into all the backup material, which we've also included. So that if people wanted to get a quick sense of what this report is all about, they could do it by just reading the recommendations that we've got. And if they really, really, really want to get into why we recommended some of the stuff, they could grab the real thing itself and take a look at that. But if you were just to extract the recommendation sections,
yep,
and put them together as a... and make clear that this is... these are all the recommendations, but there's by no means all the information that we've worked on. And people could have maybe something which is half the size or a third of the size.
Yep.
I think that's a really reasonable thing to do, and I think trying to summarize this...
it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
So if you just let the recommendations speak for themselves.
Right.
Sure. And I actually like what both Davids are saying, is that...
we're on a roll today.
Whether it's writing an article, or doing an abstract for research, or doing an executive summary, there's going to be at least one or two sentences that explain why these conclusions were arrived at, and then the bullet points on, yeah, these are the recommendations.
Yeah.
And then if somebody wants to drill down deeper,
then we've got,
what did you
report.
Say, 38 pages?
30 pages.
Yeah, but I do think we can do something that's, okay, we met for such and such, we have six basic bullet points of things we covered, and here are the three bullet points in within each one of those.
Sure.
Yep.
I'll take a whack at something. The whole municipal functions aspect that we talked about kind of sets the stage for a lot of things that we've talked about. So even if it's not, you know, all the bullets that go along with that, but basically the sentence that says, you know, we've looked at four broad categories of harbor safety and navigation, landside services and amenities, blah, 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 and then here's the topic areas and recommendations.
Here are our recommendations.
Yep.
Yep. That might be a third of the size of the thing. Or,
sure.
Or a quarter, who knows?
Yep. Yeah. Take a whack at that.
Okay.
Maybe we could write a screenplay and have one person play the role of the harbor and another person in the city council.
I'll let you take a first draft at that.
So we've worked our way reliably through section 5. Section 6, we've sort of discussed earlier. Next steps.
Yep. Just to recap again, we're having our next meeting on the 23rd, where we'll have wrapped up this cruise ship discussion. It's in the same format as what we've talked about here. Review the full document so we can all get a look at it. And then, obviously, if we have discussions like we've had tonight, I'll make another round of changes right after the 23rd, and we can email back out to everybody. And then shooting for February 6th for a public meeting, and then hopefully final wrap-up on the 20th, and then beginning of March, present the document.
Does it have to be done in a proper city council meeting or your agenda-setting meeting?
Call the mayor and say, when would you like to have this?
Typically, when I've gone, it's been to the agenda-setting ones because it's right before.
You're thinking of making it as a workshop or,
whatever. Yeah. I'll talk to Tom about when to get on, but I think it's going to be the beginning of March.
All right.
Other than that, anything else anybody else wants to go over tonight?
Don't dare say anything.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Keep talking. I'll keep writing.
Okay. Thank you.